This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution, and we're going to be talking, certainly, about the document, which is the very foundation of our freedom here in this country. A document which, of course, restricts the power of the central authority so men could be free, and a document which our churches don't teach about, which certainly our schools don't teach about, which our law schools don't teach about, and that's exactly what's happening as far as Christianity and what's happening in our churches today. Do you realize that half of our so-called Christian marriages end in divorce? According to Chuck Crismeyer in his book, The Secret of the Lord, 25% of our ministers are involved in pornography. And I can think of time and again, I've gone to churches where the people on the board of directors or board of elders or the minister was involved in illicit sexual activity. Ladies and gentlemen, we've forgotten what Christianity is all about. And we do not teach in our churches the fear of the Lord. We teach them, everybody, that God is nothing but love, and God loves everybody, and everything's got to be fine, and all we need is love and love and love. And ladies and gentlemen, the original scriptures taught us about God's justice, about God's effort to punish people who did the wrong things. We're so concerned about homosexuality and that and homosexuals living together, and yet how about all the Christians that are living together outside of marriage, or so-called Christians living together? And we know that certainly about 25% of the children born in America certainly are born to single mothers, many of whom are so-called Christian girls, you know, who just got into trouble. What do we call sin? Sin? Why do we point out that living together outside of marriage is sin? Whereas we want to keep pointing a finger at the homosexuals, and I'm not excusing homosexuality, it's wrong and we shouldn't call it marriage. But what about the sin in the churches? We don't like to talk about that. Now, because, of course, that would drive people away from church, and don't we want them coming to church? Maybe we ought to start teaching about the fear of the Lord and the fact that God brings his judgment upon individuals and nations that turn against him, and with that as a background, Pastor David Whitney, let's talk about our Constitution, which was to limit the power of government over the lives of the people so they could be free, but it could only work with a moral and religious people, as James Madison has said. Our form of government is made for a moral and religious people. It wouldn't work for any other, and that's why our whole system is breaking down today. Pastor Whitney, go right ahead.
Of God's law, whether in the family or in the church or in the civil government, then we come up with the mess that we are currently in. And the destruction of a civilization begins by the destruction of its biblical underpinnings. And so when our founders knew that the only way this republic would survive is if the people were righteous and the people were actually seeking to follow God's law in their own personal lives and family lives, as well as in civil government.
Well, hang on there, David. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. As we begin to point out, you'll either be ruled by God or you'll be ruled by tyrants.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Stan and Sydney, David is simply pointing out that there's so many functions and problems in society, taking care of the elderly, taking care of the aged. Well, I mean, after all, if government didn't do it, why the people would die? Well, they didn't die before we had the big government. I mean, nobody I know of died because they couldn't get health care before we had Medicare. People did not starve to death in America. We had very little hunger here. We had all sorts of charitable situations, but they mediated through individuals, through things like the goodwill, through things like the churches. Yes, there was a place on occasion where the local government would offer charity, but we don't talk about charity anymore. Then, first of all, it was welfare, and then it became certainly entitlements, and people were entitled to be taken care of by the government. And once that happened, a lot of people just quit working. After all, when you're entitled to something, why should you bother to work? And this is why in the black community, 71% of the black children are born out of wedlock because they've driven the father out of the home. It's far better for them to be living on welfare than, of course, for they live together as a family. Go right ahead, Pastor Whitney.
Well, when we look at our Constitution, probably the most important thing that we need, or the most important section that we need to get a handle on, to know the limits that our founders placed on federal government, and indeed the whole purpose of the Constitution is to structure a vice, so to speak, such that these are the only things that the civil government can do on the federal level and nothing else. We've only given them permission to do certain things. It's kind of like when you hire, let's say you hire a plumber, and he's going to install a new sink, and that new sink installation involves adding some new piping and bringing in the water and the hot water and the cold water. So there's very specific tasks related to his job of installing a new sink. But you didn't give him permission to install an additional water heater, and you didn't give him permission to install a new well and drill a new well out in your yard, none of that. And so if he begins doing these things, you say, wait a minute, sir, I hired you to do these specific tasks related to installing this sink and nothing else. In a similar way, we the people are the ones who have hired our civil government. We've the ones who created a contract. That contract's called our Constitution. And by that contract, we have defined what the civil government is to do and, by implication, very clearly what it's not to do. If it's not on the list, and the most important list here is Article 1 of our Constitution, Section 8 in the legislative branch. Article 1, Section 8 gives us 18 things that we've assigned the federal government to do. So if it's not on that list, it's like a plumber who begins drilling a well when we gave him no permission to do so. No, you cannot do that. That's against the contract. If you do that, you're in violation of the contract, and we need to replace you with a plumber who will abide by the contract. And that's indeed what we're supposed to be doing as citizens when we go to the polls. If the plumber is violating the contract, we replace him. If the politician is violating the contract, we replace them. Problem is, most Americans don't know the contract, and they don't know that it is their job to keep the government accountable to that contract at the polls. So in this election year, very, very apropos and very particularly important that American citizens know Article 1, Section 8. There's 18 things in the list. We've talked about many of them in the previous sessions that we said that they could tax and spend, first of all, for payment of debt, commonwealth defense, and general welfare being everybody must benefit, not just the one select group. They can borrow money and regulate commerce, but only with foreign nations, only with Indian tribes, and only when that commerce happens among the several states, that is, across state borders. And then we said they could make rules for naturalization and rules for bankruptcy, and they could coin money. That didn't say print, but coin, which indicates gold and silver, not paper money, not the fiat currency like we have now. They were to fix weights and measures to keep standardization in terms of the economic transactions, and they were to punish counterfeiting, which is ironic because they have become the counterfeiters, or we could more accurately say they have entered a contract with counterfeiters known as the Federal Reserve. And by the way, there's only one candidate running for the highest office that dares to talk about how we need to do something to the Federal Reserve, because the Federal Reserve is violating the law, and that's Ron Paul. Then they also say that we're to establish post offices and post roads, and these are giving specific powers that allow a communication system to be established. And we understand the kind of world that they lived in. Transportation was very difficult unless it was by water. And so overland roads were often quite poorly maintained and were a muddy mess a good portion of the year. And getting communication letters from one end of the series of states to the other was a huge task. And they decided that the federal government could better do that than having state governments individually having their own post office system. There's some, you know, some wisdom in that. And of course, today when we look at it, we say, well, there's a lot of private companies that do a far better job than the federal government in terms of post offices and getting the mail and packages to places on time and so on. And the next one in the list of 18 is to establish rules for copyrights and patents. Very important, so that intellectual property was protected. And the ninth function was to establish federal courts below the Supreme Court. It's important to remember there's only one court on the federal level that's required. That's the Supreme Court. All the lower circuit courts and so forth, they're at the beck and call of Congress. Congress can rescind them, eliminate them, do a redistribution of how they function. They are completely at the control of Congress. And then number 10 was to define and punish piracies and felonies on the high seas and violation of the laws of nations. It's very interesting to see that our founders believe that God's law, as they spoke of it in the Declaration of Independence, the laws of nature and nature's God, God's law, applied not just to these United States, that it actually applied to all countries, and that all countries were bound to obey God's law when it came to interaction in territory that no country owned, in other words, on the high seas. So they were applying what had been written by philosophers like Grotius and Pufendorf and Vattel, all of who were Christians and who studied the Bible and developed a theory of international law based on God's law. God's law says, thou shalt not steal. Well, that applies within the boundaries of your own country, but it also applies on the high seas. One ship pulls up to another ship and proceeds to blast holes in it and steal it, when it defeats it, then steal all its cargo and enslave all of its sailors. That's theft. It's a little different than it is on the ground, but it is still theft. So our founders knew that God's law applies to all nations, and God's law applies on the high seas just as much as it does on the land. And so very unique perspective, because up to that point in time, piracy at the high seas was, you know, quite commonly practiced by, well, you might say all nations. It was a means of just assuming we're going to go after other nations' cargo in their ships and other nations' sailors, and we're going to imprison them and make them part of our military. Quite common practice by most all nations, Britain and in particular. And our nation actually suffered a great deal at the hand of the British Navy capturing vessels and impounding them and then taking the sailors on board and pressing them, forcing them to serve in the British Navy against their will and against their citizenship. So it is the duty of Congress to define what these crimes and felonies on the high seas, what they are, and to punish them and punish those acts of piracy. And again, this is appropriate for the federal government to do, because if each state were to establish its own standard of what constitutes piracy and law on the high seas, how in the world would they enforce that? When an action happens on the high seas, it's not within the jurisdiction directly of any one of the individual states, and so it really does make sense that this would be given to the federal government. Again, one of the things we need to remember with our founders is they gave, in their view at least, they gave nothing to the federal government that could be done by the states. The first default was, in terms of any governmental function, the state should do it. And only if the states, it doesn't make sense for the states to do it, or the states cannot effectively do it, then and only then do they give that power, that delegated, enumerated power, to the federal government. So defining piracy is one of those obvious functions that really does fall within what needs to be the jurisdiction of a federal government. Number 11 in the list of 18 is to declare war. Very important power. And declaring war is to state that there is another nation on the earth that we are going to war with. That is to say it's a specific political entity. It's not an individual group of gangsters or terrorists or something like that. You can't declare war on anything but a country, another actual political entity somewhere else in the world. Now,
but I think it's so important to understand this was something only Congress could do. Congress could not delegate that responsibility to the president. The president could not undertake a military action independently, although, of course, well, we just have to let him have 6 months of a war, and then after he's been at war for 6 months, then the Congress will decide whether we should have done it to begin with. We could not have a war without Congress declaring a war. And, of course, in fact, our founding fathers didn't even want a standing army, because they knew if we had a standing army, one day that would be used to pursue other agendas, which is exactly what it's about today. We have a standing army, and what's it all about? It's about bringing about a world government. Why are we over there in Afghanistan organizing the military, 350,000 men? Why are we supervising their elections? Why are we nation building all throughout the world and certainly installing leaders here, there, and elsewhere, and toppling the governments of Egypt and Tunisia and Libya and Syria and Turkey and Lebanon? Why are we doing all of these things? It's certainly not constitutional. Is there another agenda?
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
I understand because what's really so many wise things were there in the article, one section 8 of the Constitution. One of them was certainly if somehow one they anticipated there might be someone or a group in another country that was actually a making life difficult for the Americans, violating our rights. Maybe they were pirates. They were people on land over somewhere in the Arabias, and they were stealing our ships or imprisoning our people. Why, of course, through a letter of mark and reprisal. Why, of course, it could be people, private individuals with small private military forces that would go over and take care of it. And of course, after the 9/11 attack If you believe, which I don't happen to, but if you honestly believe that Osama bin Laden was the culprit behind this, and of course we have another fellow in jail, Sidney, that we've accused of really being the mastermind, but Sidney, assuming it had been Osama bin Laden, why you would have taken some private organizations or a couple of special teams, maybe SEAL teams or special forces teams, using a letter of mark and reprisal, sent them over to take care of it. You didn't have to send a whole army over there to topple a whole government. And this is certainly what Congressman Ron Paul has talked about. He said, instead of going to war with Afghanistan, we should have issued a letter of mark and reprisal and send somebody in to get them, Osama bin Laden. We didn't want to do that because we wanted an excuse for the war. That's why they brought the Twin Towers and Building Number 7 down and the attack on the Pentagon. But, of course, we can't let the American people know that we killed all those people to justify the war. And that's what's really so untenable about this whole thing. David, somebody had called from Aptos and said, why, of course, the people who want to expand the government beyond, of course, things that that are listed in Section 8 of Article 1, they use the 14th Amendment to justify, certainly, for the federal government to do all these things that they're doing today. How do you respond to that?
Well, the federal government doesn't have power, new power granted to them by the 14th Amendment, as unfortunately the misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment has a long history. There's many things that have been misinterpreted. If you were to accept that the 14th Amendment was ratified legitimately, and I really question that because they held a gun to the head of the southern states that voted against the 14th Amendment. In fact, they replaced their governments. They went in and took their governments out. Replace them with puppet governments from Washington, D.C. that did the will of Washington, D.C. So that's really not a legitimate ratification process. But even if we were to accept it, say, okay, 14th Amendment was ratified, what did it mean to those who ratified it? Well, clearly it did not mean the expansion of powers that we have today. And you can read that by studying the statements of those who were involved in the ratification process of the 14th Amendment, those who proposed it. And it's an illegitimate interpretation of the 14th Amendment to expand it to say, well, all of these things are permissible now because of the 14th Amendment.
And I think people have to realize the 14th Amendment was passed to deal with slavery, and that's all it was passed to deal with. That's what it was all about. And so basically, I mean, you can always take any phrase, any word, and sort of like President Clinton, when defending himself against the charge that he had denied having sex with that woman, his remark was, well, it all gets down to what the meaning of the word is. It all gets down to what the meaning of the word is. And ladies and gentlemen, the 14th Amendment had to do with slavery. It had nothing to do with all of the things that's being used to justify their people who want a dictatorship. The art of simply using words to distort reality is called sophistry. And, of course, we have an awful lot of people practicing sophistry in the federal government today. And so for the person to ask the question, 14th Amendment was passed for slavery and only for slavery, not to massively expand the government power of the federal government to every aspect of our lives. And the people who advocate that are simply people who want a tyranny. Go ahead.
Well, the declaration of war is a very important power, and anytime you give government a power to do something this destructive as declaring war, you need to have safeguards built around it. And our founders had a very clear system of safeguards built around the declaration of war, because the next statement is that they have the power to raise and support armies. Armies really being a generic term for non-naval forces as a whole, so that could be broad enough in our day to include something like the Air Force. But raise and support armies implied what they go on to state, that there's a two-year limitation on funding that army that they have raised.
And, of course, our founding fathers realized there never was a good war or a bad peace.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, is Pastor David Whitney at the Institute of the Constitution. And David was simply saying that according to our Constitution, why if a war has been authorized, it has to be renewed every 2 years. Why? Because, of course, the congressmen are reelected every 2 years. The people don't want the war. Why are they going to vote the congressman out if he's going to support it? And you have to understand that our founding fathers realized that war was a terrible thing. A war brings terrible suffering, but it always is, can be used to centralize power with government and to take away the rights of the people in our country, even more so than defeating the enemy. Well, David, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute on the Constitution, why they should get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, get them to your website, give them the telephone number, and the importance of the ideas that are being proposed through your organization. Please go right ahead, then we'll get back to our discussion of the Constitution itself.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, we realize that most people are kind of intimidated by the idea of teaching the Constitution, so we put together what we call a host kit. It's 12 lectures on DVD that Michael Peruca and myself do, and then supplemental materials, reading materials for each of those lectures, as well as test questions, and a student notebook that gives a student a very detailed outline of each of the lectures, as well as all the supplemental reading materials they need, everything together there, and then a host manual for the person leading the class with answers to the test questions, ideas about conducting the class, and everything they need to effectively communicate and teach the truth of what our founders believed, what was their worldview of law and government, and then to give a working knowledge of our founding documents, the Declaration, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the subsequent amendments. These are the essentials that every citizen really needs to know to have a handle on to do their job as a citizen, whether it's going to the voting booth and selecting candidates for office, state level or federal level, or whether it's serving on a jury and knowing how to use a standard of what by which to judge whether the law is valid before applying it to a fellow citizen. All of these things are essential, and any citizen can do this. We've designed this in a turnkey method, and we know that we are at a very late hour in terms of the dire necessity of restoring our constitutional republic as tyranny marches so rapidly forward. But it's not too late, and if citizens were all to take up the task of doing this, we could multiply hundreds of thousands and even millions of constitutionists who would vote into office only those who were going to uphold the Constitution rather than the socialists and the destroyers of our constitutional republic that largely are in office both on the state and the federal level. So we encourage people to get a host kit. You could do so by calling us toll-free at Institute on the Constitution. Our toll-free number at Institute is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again at Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. Or you can go to our website. We've renamed our website, theamericanview.com. Remember, the American view is there is a creator God, our rights come from him, and the sole purpose of government is to secure and protect those God-given rights. Well, that title, theamericanview.com, right there on the front page, you'll see a button that you can click that will take you into ordering a host kit or to signing up and taking our course online. We're now offering it online so people in the comfort of their home can take that course in its entirety, and yet we still encourage people to meet together as a group, conduct a class, because we know that the interaction of people who, talking about what they read in a newspaper, what they heard on a radio show during the course of the class is a very valuable interaction. Friendships are built there, and plans are often hatched to do something to restore the republic as a group. So get a host kit by either going to our website, theamericanview.com, or calling us toll-free at Institute on the Constitution, 1-866-730-9796.
And let me encourage you to do that. And one more time, the telephone number.
That phone number for Institute on the Constitution, 1-866-730-9796.
And if we're going to take America back, this is how we start teaching the people about the Constitution. We have to know what we're in favor of before we can understand what the wicked people have done and their plan for a dictatorship in America. And ladies and gentlemen, once that dictatorship is in place, we will never have our freedom again. Remember, everybody's been given and assigned a number from the very birth now with the Social Security number. They have their cameras all across America. Everybody has, most people have a card, a charge card, certainly a Social Security card, a Visa card, a grocery card. They're collecting dossiers on all of us. And if you don't believe that, why is it they want to get the information? Lieutenant General William Odin put out in a book called Fixing Intelligence. He was the head of NSA. He could not simply tell people what was going on because it's sworn secrecy agreements. But in his book, he could ask questions like, should the government be collecting dossiers on American citizens or have people planted in the media or simply be watching people and keeping dossiers on them? They are keeping dossiers on you. They're coordinated at the Fusion Centers, F-U-S-I-O-N. They listen to every one of your telephone calls, certainly by computer. They record them. It has nothing to do with terrorism. They were doing it long before the so-called terrorist attack on America. They read your emails. They read your faxes. They are all recorded. They have massive, massive warehouses where all the electronic data, everything you have ever said on the telephone is permanently kept. They're putting 30,000 drones into the skies over America. Do you really think they're going to be watching the terrorists? No, they're going to be watching you, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing to do with GPS allows them to track you. Your cell phone allows you to be tracked, and there is software in every cell phone and every Apple device so they can track you. And you think that this is simply because they're fighting terrorism? Everything is in place for the dictatorship. When are you going to get involved? Go right ahead, Pastor Whitney.
Well, when we go back to the protections they designed and they placed against the standing army, that 2 year was very important, they also said that they would provide and maintain a navy, implying a more permanent force rather than raise and support an army. A navy they recognized was very difficult to build overnight, and therefore the time it took to bring a ship into play would not make it easy for them to do that quickly. Therefore, they needed to have a more permanent force. And I was teaching a course recently here, and an objection was raised by someone who had been involved in the military for many, many years. They said, David, there's many very specialized, professional kind of functions now in the military with all the technology we have and so forth. We just can't do it by the militia structure you're talking about. And I said, well, that may be true, but the solution, the constitutional solution, is to give all of those kind of structures and functions that must be more permanent, give them to the Navy, put them on the water, essentially, so you don't have boots on the ground. You have a difference between boots on the ground and sailors at sea, and our founders knew that you never want a standing army with boots on the ground with the potential of tyrannizing the local people. And so the design, well, let me just mention the other power that was given, the rules for disciplining the military forces, that is Congress developed the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and that they control that, not the president. He has no control over that system of discipline established. That's Congress's job. And the 15th element of the list of 18 is that they provide for calling the militia into federal service. So there is no standing army. Instead, each state has its own militia. The militia is under the direction and under the power of the governor, and can only be called up to federal service when there is a declaration of war from Congress. And people say to me oftentimes, well, isn't that the National Guard? Well, think about it. First of all, the title National Guard does not communicate militia. Secondly, if it was truly a militia, it would be under the control of the governor of each state and never be controlled by the president unless there was a declaration of war. Well, all the wars that have been going on in the Middle East, there's been no declaration of war for any of them. And it's not just the current resident of the White House, the previous one, same thing there. And there was a series of forest fires during Bush's reign there, a series of forest fires out in Montana that were just desperate. And so the governor of Montana appealed to Bush to bring his National Guard, that is the Montana National Guard, back to his state to help deal with this problem. And what did Bush say to him? No. I don't have to do that. I'm not going to do that. In other words, the governor has no control over the National Guard, even though there is no declaration of war. So obviously, the National Guard is just another branch of the military. It's kind of a different branch with a different name. It's essentially not a state militia. And I'm not as, I'm a bit of a constitutional scholar, but not as great an expert as Dr. Ed Vieira, who's spent many, many hours studying the whole militia structure of the colonial period and the early national period, and he has concluded that there's not one state in the 50 in the Union currently that has a true constitutional militia. There are some states that have some kind of force that may be parallel, some similar structure, but not truly a constitutional militia as called for by our Constitution. And the reason they did this is they knew that the militia was beholden to the state and even beholden to the local government, the sheriff being the head of the posse. In a sense, the posse is the smallest unit of the militia, and the governor of most states constitutionally is prohibited from taking any action with the militia unless the state legislature declares the emergency or the need to utilize the militia. So the governor is also restricted in his ability to call up the militia. That they're under the local sheriff who can use them to bring law and order if things are out of control within his jurisdiction. So there's this various levels of authority and restriction and permission that must be granted from the legislative bodies to utilize the militia that would prevent the militia from ever being tyrannical. In fact, the design was, and they knew this from Lexington and Concord and all the battles that they fought, they knew that the militia was the best protection of the people from the standing army. They had the lobster backs, those redcoats who were attacking and murdering Americans. And their best protection was the militia that was right there in town, could immediately be called to service when danger arose, as they did at Lexington and Concord. And by the way, there at Lexington and Concord, there's a perfect illustration of why the Second Amendment is so important. The redcoats were coming to confiscate the arms and the ammunition of those two towns. And they were instructed, our militia were instructed not to fire on the lobster backs, not to shoot anybody, but to refuse when the lobster backs told them, lay down your gun, lay down your arms, surrender your armaments as a militia, that they were to refuse to do so. They were not seeking to have an altercation. They were not seeking to have any bloodshed whatsoever. And because they refused to lay down their guns, that's when the British opened fire to draw the first blood in our war for independence. So our founders, they went through these experiences and recognized the militia was a very valuable protection for the people, and it could be called only called in the federal service when there was a declaration of war to repel an invasion, or when it was called upon to suppress insurrections within the country or to execute federal laws. And we see, tragically, if you want to think of the National Guard as a militia today, the National Guard in our state is all serving over in the Middle East, and part of this war against the Middle East that has nothing to do with our security. If anything, it's endangering our security by stirring up more militants who hate us as a result of our actions over there. Well, the next power that they were given was to organize, arm, and to discipline the militia when it was in federal service. Organizing, arming, and disciplining it when it was not in federal service, when there was no declaration of war, that was the business of the individual states. That was the business of the state governors. They, as Congress, had the right to appoint militia officers and subject them to discipline of Congress when there was a declaration of war. Very wise structure on the part of our founders, because they knew that you give government the power of war, it's a very dangerous thing, and you may see your rights destroyed by that army that is a standing army. And this reminds me that another thing that Barack signed an executive order on March 16th of this year, 2012. I've forgotten the exact title, but basically it is an excuse to supply the standing army. And how are they going to supply the standing army? By going into your house, taking the contents of food out of your refrigerator and your pantry, taking the stored grains and the stored food that farmers have accumulated, and taking the equipment that farmers use to cultivate their fields and to harvest it. What's the point of all that? Well, maybe he's tearing a page out of Stalin's playbook. Starve the people into submission by removing all of their food and not allowing them to produce food. I can't understand any other reason why, but you can see the plan is being laid to use the military of our country, the standing army, against we the people and against our God-given rights to life, liberty, property, and so on. A very dangerous thing taking place if we have and return to this constitutional structure. If we had stuck with it, not established a standing army after World War II, we'd stuck with it, our rights would be far better preserved, and the tragic result of wandering from the standard of our Constitution is the kind of tyranny we see unfolding at a very rapid pace around us. Well, the 17th power that was granted by Article 1, Section 8 is that Congress was given the control over the District of Columbia and other federal property. District of Columbia was 10 square miles originally. Congress is to rule over that and to govern that. So in a sense, you know, D.C. doesn't need its own mayor. D.C. doesn't need its own city council and all. Congress is supposed to do that. And Congress is supposed to keep what's taking place in the District of Columbia well in hand. Well,
David, before we go on, we're almost to the end of the hour. Once again, I want you to get out your telephone number And I want you to get out your webpage so people can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution. Get a host kit and start teaching this in their area. This is vitally important.
No, thank you, Dr. Fan. Yes, we can call Institute on the Constitution, 1-866-730-9796. And our website is theamericanview.com, theamericanview.com. Go there and order yourself a host kit. Begin a class in your community. You can take the action needed to restore our constitutional republic.
And somebody asked if elections are rigged, what chance do we have? Ladies and gentlemen, the reason they get away with rigging elections is we're not on top of it. People have sat around and said, oh, the elections are rigged. Well, fine, and you're absolutely right. So what are you doing is to make sure we have fair elections? Don't sit around and wring your hands. If you're not involved, if you're not on the front lines fighting, if you're not getting this information out, you're the problem, not the wicked people who are rigging the elections.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's P-R-O-P-A-X.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
This is Dr. Stan. I guess it's been Pastor David Whitney at the Institute of the Constitution. David, we'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
Thank you. God bless.
And you too. Okay. Well, this is Dr. Stan. And certainly, I mean, the people on the other side within the Brotherhood of Darkness do rig the elections. but they can't rig a lot of elections. We have to have our people there. We have an excellent DVD put together by a DV kid who ran for Congress here in California. It's called Voter Fraud. It's DV's talk she gave for our conference. Voter fraud. You have to see how it works, and then you have to be involved, and you have to be getting the information out and talk to people. They've explained to people that they rig elections all over the world, and they rig elections here. But if we have people down at the county courthouse and we demand our rights, we bring lawsuits, we need to get back to paper ballots, we need to do the counting at the precinct level so that we know how many votes are at each precinct. It's not important that we know within an hour of completion of voting who won. It's important that we have fair elections. And we understand we are not a democracy, we are a republic, and government must abide by the laws of this land at every level. And the powers of the central government are limited and defined. The powers of the state government are unlimited and ill-defined. And we need a moral and religious people for Sydney. Our form of government would not work for any other. Unfortunately, we are corrupt people. This has not happened by accident. It's been done intentionally. They took control of our media, our entertainment, our schools, and infiltrated our churches. And they've undermined this country at every level. And they've changed the music of our churches. Have you noticed how the music has changed? When was the last time you heard Onward Christian Soldier sung in any church in America? How can they take songs, militant songs, out that, of course, were one time inspirational to Christians? Why, very simply, they've come to control religion and Christianity in America. It's time we, of course, reasserted ourselves. We took America back. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, but if you want to get the material that we offer, it's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest D.V. Kidd's wonderful book on voter fraud. We have a four-CD, four-tape set, The Foundations of Freedom, in my interviews with knowledgeable people about our Constitution, The Foundations of Our Freedom. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or The Brotherhood of Darkness Special. You need to get my talks on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret. And there really is a secret that's been kept from the American people. You need to get our latest DVD. It's called The Dangerous Deception. It's my interview with Norman Dodd. I did that 30 years ago about what he found when he was the director of research for the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the Ford Foundation, Rockefeller, Carnegie Foundations, and the CFR. And what did he find? Why, of course, they were intent upon changing America into a socialist country so one day we could be peacefully merged with Russia and, of course, also a series of wars, perpetual war to bring about perpetual peace. You'll certainly want to hear that interview, watch the interview, and then, of course, you'll want to hear, I hope, my remarks, what I've learned over 50 years, so you don't make a lot of my mistakes and you can stand on my shoulders and go on where we're no longer here. Of course, you need the new DVDs. By Benny Martini on aspartame, by Ross and Peterson on geoengineering, and then, of course, on Michael Shaw on Agenda 21. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair.
Yeah, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay on a blustery cold evening, but it still is a beautiful, beautiful spot. And of course, we're going to bring in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And, well, of course, for the next hour, we're going to have with us Michael Murphy. And Michael has done other excellent DVDs. He's done one. And I believe you, certainly on chemtrails, contrails, things like that, what in the world are they spraying? But he's working on a new DVD, and it gets into Fast and Furious. It gets into this whole idea of the government actually encouraging gun smuggling so we can arm the drug groups, the drug cartel in Mexico. Basically, of course, what's really going on in Mexico is a war between the CIA, a drug cartel, and the private cartel, and who's going to be in charge. We are arming one of the groups against the other group, and of course, they're also using this whole scam of so-called all these guns that they have down there that came from the United States. Sure, they came from the United States. Our arms of our gun dealers in America didn't want to sell it to the people who were obviously affiliated with the gun, with the gangs down in Mexico, and they were ordered to do it by the BATF. They were ordered to do it by the BATF so that they could say, oh, look at all those guns in Mexico. They're all coming from America. That's why we've got to disarm the American people. And ladies and gentlemen, that is a prelude to the dictatorship that the wicked people in Washington, D.C. want. Well, Michael, how are you coming with your DVD, and what have you learned? Michael Murphy, what have you learned?
Hey, a whole bunch of stuff, Dr. Stan. I'm still on the beautiful island of Maui, Hawaii.
Right.
And we're filming here, so we had an opportunity to interview Dr. Nick Begich. Of course, he's an expert on HAARP and really informed us about how HAARP is involved with weather control, and how particulates actually extenuate the HAARP system. So it makes it more powerful. There's definitely a link in between that. But God, we've been traveling around the island, interviewing many organic farmers. Unfortunately, the story is the same. Most of the farmers that we've interviewed have seen between a 60 and 70% in their ability to grow natural organic food. So
basically, now is the film that you're doing a follow-up then to what in the world are they spraying?
It's the next step, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, we answered the question what we know geoengineers are spraying, as they proposed, 10 to 20 million tons of caustic aluminum into our skies and other heavy metals. Without question, those toxified soils destroy natural organic farms. But the question that has been asked is, why are they doing this? And there are many different agendas behind these programs, but without question, these programs are definitely part of controlling our weather. And through weather control, certain corporations and individuals have an opportunity to consolidate an enormous amount of both political and monetary power into the hands of few. So it's very insidious. This is about, as we've spoken before, this is about destroying natural systems and corporatizing these natural systems. Definitely a very strong link between Monsanto, Bill Gates, and the other criminal corporate cartels we have on the planet that are looking to, again, control everything, even our food supply, our water, the land. And it's all linked to chemtrail geoengineering programs.
Well, now, basically, what sort of a problem are the farmers over there and the Hawaiian Islands having at this time?
Well, as we covered in the first film, What in the World Are They Spraying, aluminum oxide is very toxic to ecosystems. It destroys pH, and it destroys soil.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dan, Mike apparently is working on a follow-up to his film, What in the World Are They Spraying? And suddenly he's over in Maui. He says he's living in the rainforest on an organic farm. And the spraying that they're taking, what they're doing, of course, with the contrails and the chemtrails, and they're sort of creating this cap over that area. What they're doing, of course, is they are using aluminum oxide, and they're putting it into what they're spraying over there. And it seems to be extremely extensive spraying. Do you think there's more extensive spraying in the Hawaiian Islands and many other parts of the country?
Well, we're seeing definitely an increase. Public official here in Maui did over 30 rain tests, all which revealed aluminum, barium, and strontium. When we first came out about 2 years ago, the people that called us to come out and investigate said that they were being sprayed quite a bit, and I said, no, man, no way, not in Hawaii.
Now, are public officials aware of the fact that they're poisoning the water, they're poisoning the soil, they're poisoning the crops, they're poisoning the forest, they're poisoning the animals, they're poisoning the fish? Are some of the public officials aware of this? Is there anything they can do to stop this malicious spraying that's taking place?
Absolutely, and there's a growing awareness, more so at the county level, at the lower levels. Of course, we know our members are criminal members of the Congress and Senate, are controlled by these powerful corporations, and many of which, a lot of which are behind these programs. But here on Maui, we've hit a free campaign, been handing out free DVDs of What in the World Are They Spraying, and having closed door meetings with these politicians, letting them know what's going on. So there's definitely a concern, and we're seeing, just a lot of progress. You know, I walk around town here on Maui, and I may have run into one person that was unaware of this issue, and it's because we really hit this island hard with activism. We hit the streets, we handed out flyers, and we also had many symposiums. We have another symposium coming up on April 27th, where we have meteorologist Scott Stevens, who was the weatherman for 20 years. He can be seen on our new trailer, which can be found on the website, whyangels.info. That's whyangels.info, and that's our trailer for the film. But Scott's well aware of this and really helped me connect the dots between these programs and how they relate to weather control.
All right, fine. Now, basically, when will your film, your new film, be out?
We have committed to a premiere at the Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Symposium, which is in Los Angeles, and I believe it is August 18th. So we're going to premiere the film. We've got a lot of great footage. A lot of people who are involved in this are noticing that we have much more documentation, more scientific. We have more experts about this, and it's irrefutable, the evidence that we've gathered. Weather control has been an agenda for a number of years. Nobody's really connected the dots between geoengineering. And Dr. Stan, it's interesting. Geoengineers are, right now, they're selling these programs to the public, and they're calling for emergency stratospheric aerosol geoengineering in the Arctic, stating that we have a real crisis on our hands. And what they're doing, they're trying to make these programs that are illegal, legal right now, and they're using this supposed threat of global warming, stating we have to move with legislation. So that's why it's absolutely essential that everyone who is aware of this issue begins to address it. If we don't, these people will be doing this legally. So we're at a very crucial moment, and they're moving quickly because of the mass awakening that's happening.
And I think it's so vitally important that people understand that we're having global cooling. And what they're doing with their greenhouse effect is actually to create as much global warming as they can, as quickly as they can. Because what does a greenhouse do? Why, a greenhouse, of course, provides a warm environment. And what they're doing, of course, with their screening is they're actually putting up a layer of aluminum oxide in the stratosphere, the upper atmosphere, with the whole idea that it will reflect the light of the sun. It doesn't reflect the light of the sun. And the sun rays get through. It's just that they can't bounce back from the Earth back up towards in the atmosphere. And so they're blocked from getting away. And it's actually producing global warming. All you need to do is go into a greenhouse and see what it does. And that's exactly what they're doing. But along with that, of course, the aluminum oxide then has to precipitate out. It precipitates out. It poisons the land, and it poisons the crops. It poisons the water, it poisons the fish, it poisons the whale, it poisons your children, it poisons your food, it poisons you. Aluminum is a deadly poison, and the level of aluminum in our food, in our air, in our water is increasing dramatically. Have you been able to document that, Michael?
Oh, absolutely. And again, we put in a few tests on what in the world are they spraying. However, a number of people have been motivated to actually catch rainwater. And rainwater is a very good indicator of atmospheric contamination. And again, this chemtrail geoengineering footprint of aluminum, barium, strontium, other heavy metals has been showing up around the world. But you were absolutely correct about how these programs do not cool the planet. They temporarily, in a region, will the planet. However, NOAA studies, NASA studies, and a number of university studies indicate that putting aerosols into our sky will actually, again, regionally cool, but create an overall warming of the planet. We've seen an increase in nighttime highs since these programs have really taken off about 10 to 15 years ago. So without a doubt, this is not about cooling the planet. It's not about protecting the program, the planet, but these programs are all about consolidating an enormous amount of monetary and political power. And Dr. Stan, if you control the weather, you can control the world, every food supply and every political system, and that is, without a doubt, what is happening.
And I think people have to understand why this whole idea of evening. Basically, of course, at nighttime, on the backside of the Earth away from the sun, the temperature drops. And if it weren't, it would drop way below zero if it weren't for the fact that we have, of course, the layers of atmosphere that prevent the heat from leaving the planet. But when, of course, you put this, this level of aluminum up in the stratosphere, then on the dark side of the Earth, why, of course, it doesn't get as cool as it used to. Would that be a fair appraisal, Michael? We're actually increasing the nighttime temperatures?
Without a doubt, that is happening. And another thing that that I found out since the first film, aerosols in our sky do shred our ozone. NOAA has recorded a significant decline in our ozone, so this is destroying our protective layer. And another thing that NOAA has come out with, they have done studies and found over a 50% increase in stratospheric aerosols. Isn't that interesting? So we looked a little bit deeper into the study, and we're wondering why they failed to source where those aerosols came from and what the composition was. Well, we know where the aerosols came from, and through our rain test and through geoengineering proposals, we know it's aluminum and in other toxic substances. So these people are literally destroying the planet. And short of nuclear fallout, we have, and I mean this, had no greater threat to the planet than these programs. But again, these programs allow these individuals who control the corporations to control every natural system. And it's also linked to Agenda 21. So through the destruction of farmland, through droughts and floods, farmers are literally put out of business. We found an interesting thing that happened last year, a little less than a year ago in the Midwest. Remember, if you can remember, all of the farms were flooded out in the Midwest. Many of the farmers got put out of business, so they had to sell their farms. Well, George Soros and along with our government came to the rescue, and they gave these farmers, these poor farmers, pennies on the dollar for their farmland. So it's not only about controlling our food, but it's part of Agenda 21, destroying people's ability to yield off of their farms so that they're forced to sell. And, of course, again, these corporations within our government, they take over the land and push people into cities so they can't live independently. So this is very insidious. This is very evil. But, unfortunately, it is the agenda of those that have that DNA and those
agenda, so. Michael, are you on a cell phone? You don't have a hard line we can talk to?
You know what, Dr. Stan? I'm actually in the rainforest, so I get a signal, so I'll do my best.
All right, fine. I'm sure you will. Basically, of course, we have, those of you who have not seen the new DVD, we're featuring by Rosalind Peterson, and basically, this is the talk she gave at our conference in September, why it's excellent, and she has brought with her a gentleman who's worked for the Department of Fish and Wildlife for 30 years, besides worked in the Air Force on weather modification. The two of them together did a wonderful DVD. It's called Geoengineering. Geoengineering. It is available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to get this information. Remember, of course, they're destroying our water. They're destroying our air. They're poisoning our children, but few people care. They're destroying the birds and they're destroying the trees. They're using pesticides that are killing the bees. They're certainly destroying our water, destroying our air, unfortunately, few people seem to care. And then, of course, they're destroying certainly every aspect of our society. They know what they're doing. The last thing they want is for the American people to learn that this is part of an organized effort. And, of course, they're poisoning our food, and then what do? They give us something to alter our mood. And the only way we're going to be able to change this terrible scam is to expose the Agenda 21 scam, because this is really what it's all about. And generally, I'll be talking on Agenda 21 at the Conspiracy Conference. That'll be on June 2nd and 3rd up at the Santa Clara.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Just then, we're talking with Michael Moore, who, of course, has done the DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? Michael, let's get your website out again. Michael has said that if you get one of the DVDs, why, you can duplicate it and hand it out for nothing. Just get the information out. How can people get in touch with your organization?
Well, you can go to truthmediaproductions.us.
Now, what is that one more time?
It's truthmediaproductions.
Truthmediaproductions.com. Go ahead.
No, actually, it's truthmediaproductions.us.
Truthmediaproductions.us. Truthmediaproductions.us. Go ahead.
And for the new film, Why in the World Out the Crane, our informational website is whyangels.info. That's W-H-Y. Angels.info. This is something that you definitely want to look into. And please pass the trailer along and pass the film along. It's essential to waking up the public to these crimes.
All right, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment for Michael, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. This is a very important subject because they are poisoning us, and they're poisoning our children. As Michael has pointed out, there's been a marked increase in the incidence of Alzheimer's disease, and Alzheimer's disease can be directly related to the levels of aluminum in the brain, that along with lead and certainly other heavy metals, the fluoride, has a dramatic impact on the increase in Alzheimer's disease and dementia and autism and the myriad of brain diseases among our children. Today, one in every six American children has a neurodevelopmental problem, something's wrong with their brain. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a catastrophic situation, and the average person has no idea. If you have a question or comment, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. I think it's vitally important that you understand what is really going on. So give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Our guest is Michael Murphy, and Chris, he's over there in the rainforest of Hawaii. And the rainforests are beginning to die over there. This is the incredible thing. But we're seeing problems with our crops all across America. Now, is this going on all throughout the world? Is it primarily in the United States, Michael?
It's in most countries. Not every country has been reported. But again, geoengineers want to put these toxins in every in the atmosphere above every region. So it's deeply concerning to us. And, you know, I had the opportunity to go back and look at the geoengineering conference that we covered in the first film and how it related to the agriculture, because you just mentioned agriculture. Geoengineers state that there will be much damage to many people around the world, and they also say that over 2 billion people could have their food supply disrupted. So without question, these programs are disrupting food supplies. People are starving to death, many children in Africa, in other areas. But thank God that Bill Gates is involved, because Bill Gates funds geoengineering. As a result, we have this ecosystem collapse. But now, he miraculously decided to invest in Monsanto and encourage the saving grace on this for these farmers to move into the genetically modified seed. So he's creating the problem and then coming back, profiting from that problem. But I really think it's more than money. This is about control. It's about this Antichrist system that the Bible talks about, and many other religions coming in and controlling every natural system. And Dr. Stan, it's a call. I'm calling out to people to get involved, to stand up, because many people say, why are they doing this? And my answer to that is because we have let them.
And I think people have to understand it's part of Agenda 21. And what is the Agenda 21 about? It's about it's about the agonizing, it's the transformation of society. G, it's about genocide. E, it's about using the environment to justify destroying civilization. And it's all about the New World Order. And of course, you get into the D part. It's destruction of society, of property rights, of people. And lastly, this is part of an ancient plan that's been around for a long period of time. AGENDA, great mnemonic. And of course, we'll be covering that at our coming meeting. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'll get to Marilyn calling from El Sobrante in just a moment.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? all these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have a Marilyn calling from El Sobrante here in California, and she's just saying she's been watching this weather modification, the chemtrails, for a number of years. She wondered if this is having an influence on the weather, and certainly it is. Certainly, they have the ability to control the weather. We know this. How do we know it? Well, because Zygmunt Brzezinski told us. If you read his book, Between Two Ages, the bottom of page 57, he will tell you that in the future, now this is written in 1970, Zygmunt Brzezinski, the wicked man who formed the Trilateral Commission, the wicked man who precipitated the Afghan War and then lied to the public for 10 years and then finally admitted it, and of course the wicked man who was the foreign policy advisor for a presidential candidate 3.5 years ago named Barack Hussein Obama. Zygmunt Brzezinski, writing in 1970, at the bottom of page 57 of his book, Between Two Ages, said that in the future we're going to be able to control the weather, we're going to be able to create storms and droughts, and that's just what they're doing. They do it through HAARP, they do it through the spraying, and they have to understand that they are changing our weather intentionally. We have a 4-tape set called Weather Modification. We have a book called Weather Warfare. We have a DVD called Weather as a Weapon, put together by our good friend Bob Fletcher. That's Weather as a Weapon. So there's a DVD, a book, a 4-tape set. We have a 4-tape set on HAARP. We have a book on HAARP. We have certainly Michael's excellent DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? His next DVD will be Why in the World Are They Spraying? And then, of course, we have our DVD that we produced entitled geoengineering by Roslyn Peterson. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. So, Marilyn from El Sobrante, you're absolutely right. They're changing our weather. They're going to destroy our crops. They want, of course, there to be famine in America. They want to kill off the majority of the people in the world. And, of course, if you look at our mnemonic on AGENDA 21, Agenda 21, the G stands for genocide. They openly talk about killing off most of the people in the world, which sounds so ridiculous, people say it can't be true. But tragically, it is. Marilyn, anything else you wanted to say or comment on?
Just one quick thing. Do you think that they are modifying the weather in the southern hemisphere as much as they are here in the northern hemisphere? I know they've shifted our food production down into that area, it seems like.
Michael, what are your thoughts?
There is no question about this. And according to Scott Stevens, again, a 20-year weatherman meteorologist, he said right now they're doing continent-sized programs. This is about world government. This is about corporatizing every natural system. But they're hitting us on all levels. And even out here, you know, it's in Hawaii, they're hitting us really hard. And I don't watch the weather, nor do I watch weather reports, but I've become very effective at predicting storms. And what we see about data 72 hours before a storm, very intense rain. And what they do, remember, aluminum is the particle. They heat that aluminum up because aluminum is a very effective conductor in our atmosphere. The atmosphere rises and literally creates a low-pressure vacuum. So it enables these corporations to literally steer storms. I also went to an aerosol research conference where I spoke with many scientists, all who told me that geoengineering could be used to corporatize our weather because aerosols in our sky affect the way that clouds condense and nucleate. So they have the ability to actually build storms by putting various aerosols up and then steering storms. And then through HARP and changing our polarization, they have the ability to break storms up and to move that moisture. So there's no question that our weather is absolutely corporatized right now. And again, this gives man godlike power. Unfortunately, these people do not have the wisdom, nor do they have the love that our Creator has.
And I think it's vitally important, Marilyn, that we get people informed, which is why I do what I do 5 hours a day and really want to have people like Michael on a regular basis to keep us abreast of what we're doing. We're going to have Roslyn as a guest, I think, twice this coming week, Roslyn Peterson. And we're going to have the gentleman who spoke with her at our conference as a guest as soon as I get hold of him. And, Michael, if you have any other good speakers on the subject, give us a call. We'll be glad to put them on. We've got to keep hammering away at this because it takes a long time to convince people it's true. I didn't want to believe this. I really didn't want to believe it. And I resisted this for a long period of time until one day somebody brought me a bag full of this material that had precipitated out of the sky and the branches that had fallen on. And suddenly in the pictures of certainly of the trees where it had fallen, and I was able to touch it, to feel it. And then, of course, I had to admit, this is not imaginary, it's real. They're poisoning the entire planet. Anything else, Marilyn, before we let you go?
Just I wanted to say God bless both of you.
Thank you so very much, and please help us get the information out, because behind all of this is organized evil. It really is. Man playing God. Thank you so much. God bless. Good night. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Could this really be true? Absolutely, it's true. And they are poisoning our children. They're poisoning our food. They're poisoning the whales. They're poisoning the snails. They're poisoning everything on the planet. Why? Because they want to kill off most of the people in the world. And they openly talk about this in their writings. If you haven't seen the Georgia Guidestones, gone to Elberton to see it, you can actually see the pictures of it on my website, radioliberty.com. Go there, look at the pictures. look at the inscriptions where they talk about maintaining humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature. And there really are people like David Foreman who wants to get the world population down to about 100 million. Or people like, of course, Ted Turner, that great humanitarian who wants to kill off, and he's spoken of it this last year, kill off 95% of the world's population. Or Bill Gates certainly is not far behind that. And what are they doing? Why, they're financing the Doomsday Seed Bank. They've collected good seeds from all across the world, and they're storing them in a seed bank 800 miles from the North Pole, 800, and something called the Doomsday Seed Bank under armed guard, so that they will be able to have seeds when they start in all over again, after they've killed off the majority of the people on our planet. You say, that's crazy. But ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world gone mad. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, you're absolutely correct. And that's what happens when you give these technologies into the hands of these people that have monetary power. And a lot of people say, okay, these metals are showing up in people's blood, but aren't Bill Gates and the others behind these programs breathing the same thing in? And I said, yeah, absolutely. And you know why they're doing this? Because it's the same thing as addiction. Power is an addiction. And if we relate this to, let's say, somebody addicted to crack cocaine or heroin, we see these people putting their own health and their family members' health at risk in order to achieve this rush of the drug. Well, power is the most addictive thing on the planet. Not for all of us, but for these people who are perpetuating these programs. And they will do anything to get it, including harm themselves and their family members. This is about addiction. We have psychopaths running our country who do not have our best interests or even their best interests at hand. And that's what happens when you put an enormous amount of power into the hands of people that don't have the wisdom. You have complete insanity.
And, of course, if you go into the background of some of the organizations that were created by the Theosophists, and I'm talking about the organizations that fund the Theosophical movement today, you'll find that one of the largest contributors to these organizations is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They know exactly what they're doing, because behind these groups, of course, are powerful, dark, and sinister spiritual forces. And I'm talking about organizations specifically associated with Theosophy and this occult satanic religion. And you can go over my website and you can look this up, and it'll give you the exact references, where you too can go up on the internet and document what I'm saying. And some of the major financiers of this whole world satanic movement, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Well, so the guest is Michael Murphy, and Michael is out there on the front lines trying to get the word out. And certainly the level of aluminum is going up now. Did you say that they're spraying barium? Is the levels of barium going up, and what effect does barium have on our health?
Well, barium is very toxic. It lowers our immune system. It increases blood pressure. I've spoken to emergency room physicians. During heavy spray days, they've reported to me that people come in complaining of irritability, dry mouth, of course, barium's a desiccant, headache, nausea, some minor things, but they said they can expect to see an increase of heart attacks and strokes during these days because of the increased blood pressure. So it's very insidious, and I think it's important to note these are not the only toxins that they're spraying. Clifford Carnicom has done a lot of great work looking into the biological. This is about controlling every natural system, including human beings. So literally, through these programs, they disrupt normal functioning, and then corporations come in with the solution. And during this interview, because it was windy, I'm out here at the organic farm, the people that I'm staying with now had to move a majority of the farm into a greenhouse. I am in Hawaii in a tropical environment, and that is how much death that they've had. So they have built this greenhouse because that is the that is what is protecting a lot of these plants from these toxins, and everything in the greenhouse is growing well. But there has been significant declines in many of the crops on the outside. Not every crop is affected the same, but again, what I'm finding is about a 60 to 70% decline in natural organic seed. Of course, the genetically modified seeds come in. They take over the natural resources of the world, and that's what this is about. The people behind Monsanto, they will not stop until they own every living thing. Well, why would a farmer give up natural organic seeds if they're having bumper crops? No, it's only through the failure of those crops that those farmers are either forced to go into the corporate environment, into the cities, or change the genetically modified seeds. And that is exactly what is happening. So we have this corporate governmental conglomerate, I call it the beast, that wants to control, again, every natural system and every human being on the planet. These programs enable them to literally have godlike power and control all of this. So go ahead.
I was just going to say, I've heard that Monsanto has actually now come up with a new seed that, of course, will grow in an aluminum environment. In other words, the aluminum does not bother it. It'll bother most seeds. But, of course, the new Monsanto seed that is certainly, you know, is immune to the effects of aluminum. Isn't that interesting that they would develop a seed like that?
Whether it's not Monsanto, but the USDA and the Brazilian government do own a patent to an aluminum-resistant seed. It's a very confusing patent, and it, because it only works in acidic soils, it may not be related to chemtrails, because chemtrails, geoengineering programs, actually alkalize the planet. But in looking into the patent, what we found, along with Barbara Peterson at FarmWorks, we found a Monsanto connection. There is a stress-resistant seed that can grow with many different heavy metal toxicities, and we think this is the patent. And, of course, through our changing weather, droughts in certain areas, this stress-resistant seed will grow in drought conditions and overly moist conditions. So there's no question about it. They are benefiting from these programs. There's no question about it.
And you say USDA, our own agricultural department, has actually created this seed?
Well, they own the patent on the aluminum-resistant seed, but the stress-resistant seed, which I think, there's no question that Monsanto is benefiting from this, because Monsanto does own the patent on that seed. Of course, Bill Gates is very involved with geoengineering, and he's an investor in Monsanto. So, like you said, Dr. Stamp, he knows exactly what he's doing, and I'm thankful for people like you to wake people up so they don't fall for this deceptive propaganda and these corporate agendas.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Michael Murphy, and of course he has put out the excellent DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? What in the World Are They Spraying? And now his new one is Why in the World Are They Spraying? So basically that's going to be available in August. And he's certainly on the front lines of this, but over there in the Hawaiian Islands where he is, why they're having to grow many of their crops in greenhouses because of the toxic effect of the aluminum on the soil. Is that a fair estimation?
Oh, without a doubt. The aluminum is there. The other toxins are there, and it's not every farmer, but according to the farmers that I've spoken to, everybody is seeing declines in their ability to grow natural organic foods. Of course, these genetically modified seeds are growing well because many of them have been engineered to withstand this various stress, these changes in our precipitation. And, of course, geoengineers are very open. They state geoengineering will and does affect clouds, precipitation will affect regions, creating heavy downpours in certain areas and then droughts in other areas. It's exactly what we're seeing. So the risks and the consequences that geoengineers have said, and there are many of them, there are about 15 of them, we are seeing all of those risks come into fruition.
Do you actually have them on film making that statement?
I do, in Why in the World Are They Spraying, we're going to go into depth about them, but we do have many of their statements talking about food disruption,
and precipitation changes in the trailer. Why in the world are they spraying at whyangels.info, whyangels.info.
And, of course, certainly are they telling you this is a good thing, that they're actually cutting back on food production, or what do they say about that?
Well, they're stating we have such a problem and stating that these programs are going to be very damaging to some people, but we have to do it to save you.
We have to do it to save us. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what it's all about. They're so concerned about the world, they're willing to sacrifice hundreds of millions, if not billions, of people. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the average individual to learn because it's so preposterous. But unfortunately, it's true. Be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's P-R-O-P-A-X.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope that you enjoyed this program this evening. And I think Michael's doing a great, great job. And we're certainly proud of what he's doing. Certainly we carry his DVD. What in the world are they spraying? We have a four-tape set on weather modification. We have another DVD called Weather as a Weapon. We have a book on weather warfare. We have a DVD. We have a book and on HARP. We have a four-tape set on HARP. You need to get this information. It's available from Radio Liberty. We have this wonderful new DVD by Rosalind Peterson just on geoengineering. So you'll certainly want to get Michael's DVD on what in the world are they spraying. you'll want to get Roslyn's DVD on geoengineering. You'll want to get Bob Fletcher's DVD on weather as a weapon, and they are using it as a weapon, and they're destroying our food supply. You'll certainly, to put this into a much larger perspective, you'll want to see certainly Michael Shaw's new DVD. It's called Agenda 21, because this is all part of Agenda 21. What is Agenda 21? It's a massive worldwide program to destroy humanity. And that is exactly what it is. If you read their publications, they will tell you this is what it is. They want to lower our living standards, kill off the vast majority of the population of the world. And they're well along the way to doing that. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we do hope that you want to get my talk on planned population reduction, or None Dare Call It Genocide. These are on DVDs, and they will give you much of the background for what's going on. How could we really understand this? Well, you need, of course, to hear my latest DVD. It's the one I've done most recently. It's called The Dangerous Deception, and there you'll actually see my interview I did in 1980 with Norman Dodd, who led the Reese Committee investigation of the Great Tax Exempt Foundations. And certainly their stated objective was to so alter life in America that one day we would be peacefully merged with the Soviet Union. They wanted to create a series of wars so we could have peace. They wanted a series of wars so we could have peace. And the whole idea was perpetual war will bring perpetual peace. And you say that's madness. Ladies and gentlemen, so much of what's going on in the world today is madness. And when you understand that, it all makes sense. But, of course, to understand the common denominator, you need either to get my book or my DVD, The Brotherhood of Darkness. What is the Brotherhood of Darkness? It is an organized effort to bring the worship of Satan to this world. And there really are people working through secret societies all across America today who are looking for a new spirituality. And many of them don't understand Satanism at all. They're just looking for a new spirituality. They've rejected what they consider the outmoded message of Christianity. And, of course, the message of Christianity that's being taught in many of our churches today is outmoded, because it has nothing to do with true Christianity. And certainly we need to get the book we carry called The Secret of the Lord. The Secret of the Lord. And what is the secret? Why, of course, the fact is that we are to fear the Lord, we're to worship the Lord, and, of course, a loving God can still bring punishment to a class of people, to a planet. And basically, until we get back to Christianity, until we realize they've changed the music and the message of our churches, nothing is going to change. So my telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please, please pray for Radio Liberty.
Listening.